Page County Board of Supervisors met on Tuesday, June the 23rd at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm speaking now right after that meeting with the Honorable Chair, Judy Clark. Judy, first, thanks for taking time to talk with us. Thanks for your very positive leadership for Page County, and thanks for running through the agenda with us. We greatly appreciate your professional assistance and reports.
Thanks, Jerry. We've got a pretty short one today, so it was good.
It was a short one, 15 minutes, but accomplished a number of things in those 15 minutes, so job well done. You did convene at 4 o'clock. Noted that Todd was not there in person, correct?
That's correct. He's in Wisconsin on business for Pella, so... But he was in Zoom, so that was
right.
Good.
He was in attendance virtually and contributed to the meeting. The agenda was approved unanimously?
Yes.
Pledge of Allegiance was conducted. Public comments?
No public comment today.
So then we moved on to agenda number 5 at 4 minutes after the meeting, and that's with Mr. J.D. King, your engineer. Give us an update on what he told you, if you would, please.
Well, he said the blades are out in the district. Three trucks are out hauling rock. The spray patcher has been on M56. There's one mower out. The pipe crew is at D Avenue, and they're going to be working a little bit more this week. There was too much water going through the tile, so they're having to work on that. There's ditch cleaning because of rain at 290th and D Avenue. And one of the high points today was the sign truck has actually been delivered after 2 years, JD says. So hopefully they'll be able to put that into service before long. They're waiting for parts on a JD, a John Deere mower, tractor, various things going on at the shop. And then starting to work on end of year inventory with the state auditor. That'll be next week. And then they're doing pre-construction for J53 project. That's on Thursday at 10. They're doing project development, the final plan set for Yorktown, and talked to some of the landowners there. And he says the archaeology people are out in the field. It's a federal requirement for them to do that when they have a project like this. And then the engineers, a number of engineers had a Zoom meeting on Monday to talk about the 60-mile-per-hour speed limit that was passed by the legislature and how it's going to be handled. So they didn't come to every agreement on every road yet, but they're working on that, so it's going to be a little while, and we'll be discussing it again. And then we went on to a utility permit for Mediacom. It's south of Shenandoah and at 212th Place, and he... it's an overhead cable for Mediacom, and we passed that unanimously. And then he'll be attending a mid-year conference July 8th and 9th in Ames with the engineers. So that was what he had to say today.
If I understood correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, Judy, J.D. did express some concern that maybe some of the roads really weren't in kind of condition to go to a higher speed limit. Is that what you understood?
That's what he said, yes. He said there were some that he wasn't even sure should be at 55. So I think it'll be on an individual basis, I'm sure. But they're trying, the engineers are trying to figure out how to handle this throughout all the counties, I guess. Trying to do it in some semblance of order, I guess. So we'll see what happens.
Talking with the chair of the Page County Board of Supervisors, Judy Clark, immediately following their meeting on June the 23rd at 4 o'clock at the Page County Courthouse. Next agenda item was discuss in action appointment of VA board member. Why is there the need for that? What caused that need, and what was done there, if you would, please, Judy?
It was time. The term was up, and Paul Anderson is currently a member of the Veterans Affairs Board, and he applied to reapply, I guess, to continue being on that, and we approved that unanimously.
Next agenda item was a resolution 26-2026 designating the place meetings are posted.
Yes, that's a new thing that the legislature passed where we have to put make notice every year of where we're placing the agendas, so that a continuing thing people will know where it is, like we have it on the glass door on the north end of the courthouse. And that will be in place 24 hours ahead of any meeting that we have scheduled. So we approved that one unanimously also.
Agenda item number 9, appointment of Alan Christensen to Shenandoah Library Board for a 6-year term. Again, what necessitated that and what action did you take, Ms. Clark?
Marianne Gibson has been on the board for the last 12 years. She filled out 2 6-year terms. And so she's going off and Ellen Christensen is going to take her place.
So that term would run from July 1st of this year to June 30th of 2032. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
Next item was board communication. What did we learn there?
Todd has a couple of meetings next week, which he may not be able to attend. He may still be out of town on business. So he'll call me or Brian, probably me, to attend those meetings for him. And he didn't have anything last week. So just what needs to be done in the future. And then I had a juvenile detention meeting last Wednesday, always a good meeting, very well-run facility, and there's 9 counties that are part of this juvenile detention center. So anyway, it was a good meeting last week.
Next agenda item was to approve claims.
We approved the claims that were presented to us last week because we didn't have it on the agenda.
Unanimously.
Yes.
And then the meeting minutes approval.
We approved the minutes from June 16th unanimously.
And then before you adjourned, you discussed the change of schedule for the Page County Board of Supervisors meetings for next week, the last week of June. Tell me what the schedule is going to be there, if you would please, Judy.
Mid-American is holding a public meeting at 4:00 at the Coranda Country Club, and we would like to attend that. So our meeting is going to be at 3:10, and it's going to be a very short meeting because we want to be able to leave and be out there for the meeting at 4:00. So that's open to the public. We're in the Country Club at 4 p.m. on June 30th. We had one other thing, Jerry, that we missed. We approved the contract law enforcement between the county and the city of Essex, and that goes for another year.
Glad you caught that. That's why you're so good at this, Judy. That's a contract that's been in place, and if I understood your sheriff in the meeting, it's gone well, and there are no changes for the year ahead, but he said there might need to increase it a little bit next year. But is that correct? Is that the way you heard it?
That is correct. That is what he said, yes.
So again,
everything's going very well.
The Page County Essex Law Enforcement Agreement will remain the same for the next year, and they said that everybody had been pleased with the way that had gone. Thanks for catching that and for the reminder on that. Anything else, Judy?
I don't believe so.
Thank you so much for your excellent leadership for the Page County Board of Supervisors, to the supervisors for their work, to all of the Page County employees and personnel. We appreciate it. Be safe, and we'll look forward to visiting with you again soon.
Thank you very much. It's good to talk to you.
Judy Clark, Chair of the Page County Board of Supervisors, as she spoke with me immediately following their meeting on Tuesday, June the 23rd at 4:00 from the Page County Courthouse.